On today's episode, I talk about why you're not getting buy-in from your executive team at your B2B startup company on your social media marketing, or to put it more clearly, why no one at your company or on the executive board cares about what you're doing on social media. And, you know, spoiler alert, it's to do with how you're measuring it, and it's likely to do with your strategy as well. But in the context of this episode, we'll be talking completely about how you're measuring it, as well as three of the measures that are commonly used now that are flawed. Even in 2011, there were a lot of questions about whether or not social media was going to be a part of B2B marketing, and especially for startup companies. And what we've seen now here in 2020 is that social media is absolutely part of the marketing technology stack and marketing strategy playbook for almost every single startup company there is. However, when you look around, you see that most startup companies aren't really getting that much value out of their social media. And the reason for that is that there is still a large gap between the priorities that executives have at startup companies and other startup companies, especially B2B startup companies, and the priorities that marketers have. So even in 2011, right, a study by Marketing Social Media Examiner, Marketing Website Social Media Examiner, showed that 90% of marketers said social media was a strategic priority, but that same study polled executives, and nearly half of them said that while social media was necessary, it wasn't a strategic priority, and as many as 20% said that it simply wasn't necessary to their business. Now, in 2020, we know this just isn't true at all, but the thing is that at many companies, there are still a lot of questions that go unanswered at the executive level when they think about social media. So there are about six questions that are unanswered at that level. So the first question that executives have is, like, let's take LinkedIn for example, right? Like, where can your executive team go today to see a report that shows how much revenue was generated from specifically LinkedIn? And most likely they can't do that right now, right? So that's a problem. The second issue, right? And can they right now look to see if any of your posts caused a conversion? So can you correlate conversions of any kind, lead generation, or even a demo request to a specific social media post? And can they see that in a report? Third problem area, right? After you have a customer that was generated from social media marketing, can they see a report showing how long that customer remains a customer with your company? Do these people retain, the people we acquire from social media? Can you show a report of how much revenue social media acquired customers generate compared to other marketing channels? Two more questions that need to be answered for your executive team regularly to get them to buy into social media. And the first one is, do contacts and leads that come in from social media marketing convert at a higher rate than other channels? And the final question is, do these contacts buy more? Do they spend more with our company? Or do they spend the same with our company as contacts and clients from other marketing channels? So you really need to be able to show your executive team, you know, lead generation from social media, and you need to tie social media activities to revenue, and then you need to tie social media activities to customer retention, and you need to be able to compare the impact that social media marketing has on your business with other channels that your marketing team is using. And unless you can do that, you just can't convince your executive team that social media is an effective marketing strategy. And let me say that again for emphasis. Until you can tie your social media marketing efforts to actual revenue, to pipeline, and to leads, and then finally even to customers and customer retention, you will not be able to convince anyone on the executive team that social media is a worthwhile investment or that you are doing a good job at running the social media accounts. Right. So there's a couple of ways right now that people measure social media typically, and they're flawed because really any metric, when you go to the executive level, that does not connect and can't be connected to revenue is going to be tough to convince a B2B startup executive that it's an important strategy or important metric to think about. So there's a couple ones that are used right now, and they are return on influence, return on conversation, and return on engagement. And while these are all good leading indicators of whether or not your content is any good, they aren't really what you want to go to your executive team with until you can show that engagement is tied to revenue and that influence and reach are tied to revenue and that conversations are tied to revenue. It's just not going to be a very compelling argument. So let's talk about what some of these traditional social media ROI metrics are. So return on influence, what that means is it's a qualitative measure, right? And you have to do a survey to discover your return on influence, typically. And that's really hard to do, right? Building a social media presence is hard enough, especially if you're trying to do it organically. But then to go and poll your followers, that's almost impossible. Forget about it, right? And since it's qualitative, it requires an interpretation. You have to interpret the data that you get back. So return on influence just really isn't very useful at all. And even with tools like Clout, which has tried to make calculating return on influence easier by giving people and giving accounts on social media clout scores, it's still just not a very effective way of finding out the ROI of social media. So I really think you should, unless you're doing influencer marketing, which most B2B companies are not, you should really throw this out. Next is return on conversation. So this is more around Twitter or around LinkedIn, although in LinkedIn you can't really engage too effectively as your page, as your account, as your company, although it is possible to a degree now. Measuring return on conversation is a difficult proposition. So unless you can show that you engaging on various social media platforms as your page directly turns into leads, this is another dicey proposition as well. Finally, the third area, return on engagement. So if you can show that people who are engaging with the things that you are posting are then turning into customers or leads, and those leads are converting and turning into revenue, there's no point showing return on engagement unless you can show that. Now, return on engagement is probably the best one, the easiest one to show right now. So the way you would kind of go about showing return on engagement, we'll talk about that later, but without the right strategy, showing return on any of these factors, engagement, influence, and conversation, is pretty much impossible. And what you need to show the right metrics on ROI for social media is you need a measurement plan and you need the right technology stack to back you up. And most importantly, you need the right strategy for your social media in the first place. And I will talk about that on another episode about social media marketing. I'll see you guys next time.